Will Menaker, welcome to the podcast.
Happy to be here.
Of this new right constituency, there's a few different groups that are kind of all lumped in together, right? You have populists, you have this weird neo-monarchist faction, you have conservative social democrats, and Catholics who think they're less influential than the others. What of those groups is the most important current to pay attention to? Like, who is winning this charge? Like, who is leading this movement? What do you think is going to be the decisive shift?
I would say none of them. I think like the only thing that matters is like, you know, the same people who own and can fund the Republican Party since I've been alive. Like,
yeah.
I don't think the neo-monarchist federation of the new right is, I mean, I think they're going to have a good old time. I think they're going to enjoy, having their boy, Donnie T as president. But like, I just don't understand, like, I don't really see like any of these sort of boutique currents of aesthetic philosophical realignment as being anything very important, or I don't know enough about that. I don't have to analyze them, but like I think the conservative movement is still, you know, is going to be dominated by the interests of big business and corporate America and the, you know, military and U.S. military empire.
Yeah.
And I don't think based populism, I don't think based populism is going to have any more purchase in our political system than, you know, let's say the Bernie Sanders movement in 2020. Kamala Harris is extremely funny too. Just, she's not trying to be. she is... like a living episode of Veep, which is one of the most prophetic television shows of the 21st century.
Yeah, that's very characteristic of our time too, that the reality outpaces the satire.
Right.
Yeah. What do you say when people discuss this online media ecosystem, the influence of comedy, and that it advantages the right more than the left? Do you think that's accurate?
Accurate insofar as, like, you know, if looking at the recent election, like, Donald Trump's media strategy of essentially only doing podcast comedians and sort of like that kind of bro media ecosystem was extremely effective. I don't think it benefits them because I don't think they're funny. Who's the funniest right-wing comedian? I mean, there are comedians that are funny that I think are kind of like de facto associated with the right because they're not liberals. But like, I don't know, like who's the most like? I mean, then again, there aren't that many funny liberal comedians either. it's hard to say. I mean, I think they have certainly capitalized the most off of, you know, this kind of the court jester media system.
Yeah.
The court jester media ecosystem of, you know, people who are like, hey, I'm a dumb guy. I don't know anything about anything, but like, you know, I got my takes and like I have and I'm funny and I'm personable. I think they have been, like I said, I think they have filled that void very ably. And also like back to earlier what I said about like the most lasting effect of Donald Trump is sort of severing in the public consciousness the image of someone who votes Republican as being like a guy who's carried a briefcase to school since he was 11 and wears bow tie. He was like, it's like every time he leaves the house he has a suit on. You know, he has never not worn a tie in public.
Right.
And an addendum to that is the sense that, you know, liberalism has become, you know, somewhat censorious or, you know, school marmish. I mean, I think this is to underrate how literally censorious the right wing is and has always been and will continue to be. But people feel like, oh, like, I can't even laugh anymore. I can't even tell a joke anymore. And I think the right has been obviously the beneficiaries of like I said, being kind of like the Delta House to the Democrats' Omega.
Yeah. I would say that there's nothing that structurally advantages the right. They have, I think, an early adopter benefit in that they were sooner to get on alt media platforms. But I don't think that it's impossible.